Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Oklahoma Cannabis. This is Alex and Aaron. I am Alex.
What's up, everybody?
And that is Aaron. Hello, Aaron. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I did have a good Thanksgiving.
That is great. Are you having a wonderful day?
I had a lovely day.
That is amazing to hear. Have you been medicated all day? That is a yes.
For the most part, yes.
Yes, that is a yes.
I actually had a really good morning today.
Why?
So
I know why
my body felt good this morning, mm-hmm. like it wasn't its normal hateful self. And I think it's because I, last night around 1 o'clock before I went to bed, I made a medicated little cake in a coffee cup in the microwave.
Oh, really? How was that?
Put some plant material that I had made oil in that's been in my freezer, kind of like a, it's like a weed truffle. And I just ground a little bit of it up in the batter and then microwaved it
and
ate it, went down for the count.
I was actually going to ask you, but I feel like I know the answer, but I'm interested to hear. Do you get medicated at the same time every day? Like around the same time? Or is you just do it whenever and whenever you want?
Yeah. Okay. Like Shakira. Whenever. Or was it, isn't that what it is? Wherever, when, yeah.
I have no clue. But
whenever, wherever.
See, that is so odd to me. I hear other people's, I guess, routines, and my routine's so different. And I think we discussed that before. Even I smoke just every night. I don't smoke during the day at all.
Stupid.
I don't wake and bake. And you
stupid.
Just, oh my God.
No, I actually.
There has to be some other people who are like me. Please comment. And please let me know.
No, there absolutely are.
I know that. But I just
like I wish that I could only had to or wanted to once a day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, seriously.
Yeah, I guess that's the difference, though, for sure, is that the fact that you are not necessarily doing it to just...
Right, right.
Yeah. I mean, I do it to help me sleep, but that's the thing. It helps me sleep. That's at night. I mean, if I'm taking a nap or just in the day, I don't do it to wake and bake or anything.
It's lovely before you go into a restaurant or shopping. You should definitely give it a whirl, no matter what time of day.
And I've been trying that lately. And I guess that goes into the question of, I guess I just get that real fear. I'm not kidding.
You still have the anxiety.
I still have the anxiety. I really do. With the
You still have the legalization anxiety.
Yes. Yes. I am the one to make sure it's put up in the glove department or in the trunk. Seriously, I've done that before. Like, I get so anxious about it. I don't know why, though. Because I feel like I know nothing's going to happen. And I know it's not that serious, but...
Don't put it in the trunk.
It's just... I can't get rid
don't
of that.
Don't put it in the trunk. That makes it look worse.
Please. That's true, too. Yeah, that's true. I'm
if you put... I can't think of...
I didn't think
listen,
about
Listen, I can't think
how
of...
How
that
could look.
No, hold on. I can't think of one dispensary that would love it that you pulled up into their parking lot, went in and bought something,
oh my God.
And then went out to the parking lot, opened the trunk. Like, there's no need.
Yeah, you're right.
But I do understand people's trepidation about it. Like, I get
yeah,
it.
Especially someone who wasn't...
And I respect it. I'm not. No. I'm not here to criticize anybody.
Yeah.
Full disclaimer, we're here just to make jokes and have fun and provide
for
commentary.
Sure. But I'm saying I get where you come from because I feel like the real cannabis community, people who are involved, for real, they get their high all the time. They're medicated and they're under the influence of marijuana for sure, all the time.
But is it really under the influence or just
a way of life?
Normal.
Type of thing? Okay, that's true too. I guess my perspective on it, I got to get to that part where it is just. Normal, you know, like the other day I was thinking, I used to post a lot of Snapchats of me medicated and like doing funny stuff. And I was thinking,
what were you doing? Like what?
Just having fun with my friends, like just post of us smoking, making jokes, laugh, you know what I'm saying? Just stuff like that. And then I randomly thought about it the other day and I was like, man, I should never did that. Cause I'm like thinking about all the way people look at me. And then I was like, it doesn't fucking matter. Like it is just cannabis because I had people stop talking to me. Like that's it. They don't talk to me as much.
Alex,
after seeing me,
what other people think about you is none of your business.
Yeah.
Like, it's the best advice you can give anybody or take for yourself.
Yeah.
Like, it's none of your business. It's none of your business. What people think about me, it's none of my business. I don't care. It's none of my business. That's your opinion. That's how you feel. I'll respect you for that.
We're getting life lessons on the cannabis podcast.
It's true.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is.
It's total truth.
It is. It really is. I think if you grow up, though, like you just said, and it's illegal, obviously, and then randomly, it doesn't feel normal. It still doesn't feel normal. We're in Oklahoma. Like, I think about that all the time. I'm like, this doesn't feel real or normal. So I feel like it's just not true still, and I have my card, you know, I'm doing everything, but I still get the idea that if I get pulled over, I'm gonna be in some serious trouble, you know, and I think that's dumb that I do that, but it's
so, and let's just be real and bring it. Do you think it's because you're black?
No,
you don't.
I mean, okay, I mean a little bit, but I don't really like to think that race is involved all the time. So I just kind of go off of.
I don't either. I don't either, mm-hmm. And that's why I was hesitant to even bring it up. Mm-hmm. But it's absolutely something you must think is part of it's there at some point. No.
I mean, I get what you're saying. Right. I'm not gonna act like it's not like.
Right.
It depends where area I'm in. If I'm like, oh, gotcha. If I get caught, and I'm then this is gonna be a problem. That yes,
I got you. But if, I got you.
No, around here and more or anything. No, I don't. Like, seriously, I'm just so used to being illegal, and it doesn't feel really real to have my card. I might be being a little dramatic, but when I walk into dispensaries...
No, you're not being dramatic at all.
I'm just like, this is crazy that I am walking into a dispensary. It's just blowing my mind.
How long have you had your card?
Since March.
So you've had about 9 months.
Yes, roughly.
So, okay. What would you say is the most public, craziest thing that you've done while you've had your card?
Don't ask me this question. That's a horrible question. Okay.
No, just like I'm just saying, like, no. Like you guys, you got medicated and you went downtown, okay, and played putt putt.
I got medicated,
or you went to the movie, like, you went to the lake, or you went and looked at Christmas lights.
No, yeah. That. I was just about to say that. Yeah.
Yeah, you did. So you went and looked at Christmas lights.
Yes.
Christmas lights recently.
Yes, I went the other day. And speaking of that, so recently I've been trying to do, and I'm glad we're actually talking about this and getting to this because it's weird because I've really been trying lately to get so used to having my card and just being medicated, you know, whenever, and just do it before I go out to eat, do it before I do any event. So we went to go see Christmas lights. I've obviously never been medicated and go see that. I thought that'd be fun.
It is good times.
It is. And I was in UConn and I stopped by Bloom Cannabis and I want to say shout out to them. Because I didn't actually have enough. And the butt tender gave me a bigger
discount.
They hooked
you up with $2.
They hooked me up with $2. And it was different. I was like, okay, I'm going to experience that. That's really nice, you know, because I always make sure to have enough money. I didn't once because I was thinking out the door for some reason.
It happens.
Because honestly, I'm the most expensive I've been going to lately are out the door pricing. So it's kind of like... I get in the habit sometimes of forgetting that every dispensary is not out the door pricing, but that's a whole nother episode.
Well, and I think it also still goes to that. We've talked about that. It's just overload. Mm-hmm. I love how many there are. Don't get me wrong. I love it. But you can't support. There's so many.
Mm. Do you think I had a dispensary owner tell me, asked them to see if they ever thought about making another location here and more. And they're like talking about how just oversaturated it is already where they are. And they're like, and the more it's even worse. And I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, that does kind of suck. But do you think dispensary owners should still be just ambitious as usual and just act like.
So the best places right now, in my opinion, there are locations out there where there are none. And I feel like there should be some. I actually ran across one today. I saw it. No, I'm not going to tell you something. No.
I was really about to ask you.
I know you were. But the places that are really going to thrive now, I think, are places that don't have one, that there's a need there. And there's still a few places like that.
And you're not going to tell me where it is.
Well, I just saw one today. I'm just saying they're out there.
No, like, for sure. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Like smaller communities. There's still some smaller communities out there that don't have one that could absolutely support one.
Mm-hmm.
My hometown just last week opened, or the week before, dispensary opened on Main Street. It was the bank growing up. It's now the dispensary. It's now bringing in tax revenue for the struggling town that has only been thriving on a couple of businesses and, you know, the school. Like, that's the town. And now that there's so many more options now because of the taxes that will be able to come into the town, like, it's crazy. It's so crazy.
You had a place that you growing up was like a bank. Was a bank.
So yeah, it's cement. Southwest of Chickasha. And yes. The fun thing about it is, you know, there's the Jesse James Museum is down there because him and his family hung out there. Like, there is rumors that his gold is buried out by Buzzard's Roost, which is I wouldn't call it a mountain. I would have called it a hill. It's crazy to see those things come alive now in the small town because of this dispensary. Like, and the dispensary can serve the next smallest town over too, because there's nothing there. It's amazing.
Well, I was going to say.
Dispensaries are bringing life back to abandoned places.
Oh, for sure.
It's interesting to talk about this and segue into this about how dispensaries are reviving Main Street, Oklahoma.
I totally agree. What I was going to say is that I had a doctor's office I used to go to growing up. Same doctor my whole life.
Right.
And next thing you know, there's a dispensary there. So it's the, and that doctor moved and that building obviously went out and then they put a dispensary there. Obviously, there's life there. So it's interesting that you bring that up because there's so many places I do see that are like run down and then they end up turning dispensaries. It looks way better.
And it's also interesting, not to interrupt you, but it's also interesting the amount of landlords and stuff that don't want to rent to dispensaries.
I've heard of that. Yeah.
When they would rather their building set there empty and not getting bringing any revenue in, but rather than it rent to them. And I understand some of them are insurance purposes, like, but still, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, you see what it's done, you see what it's doing, and you see what's going to happen.
You might as well just
get in on it now.
You like, might as well, yeah.
Get in on it.
Yeah. It's crazy to me. Someone's personal view that much would just, you know, taint that. Like, that's business. I would do it. I don't know. I get it, though. I get it for insurance and stuff like that. But speaking of dispensaries, I ask you this, and finding dispensaries on apps and such, do you feel like there should be a new app that be created for just maybe Oklahoma?
There are Oklahoma-based apps. And I have interacted with them on the Instas and through other means. Weed Maps is just so expensive. But it's, you know, Weed Maps and Leafly, they're so expensive, but they work. If you can get your menu and keep it updated and everything and get your clientele to order online, like, it's totally worth it. And I'm not going to lie. If I open Weed Maps, first thing I go to is the deals page.
That's the first thing I go to.
That's the first thing.
I look in the morning.
They should just create a widget just that you can drop on the homepage. So you just tap that and it just does the deals. That would be amazing.
It's so important too. I see the same deals too. I don't give a fuck. I wake up every time I wake up, I look because I think it's just cool to see. And it's interesting too to see what different deals are out there. It really is interesting. That's how I find certain dispensaries too. It's looking at the deals page. Never heard of them, but then a deal pop up for some reason. And then I look at their page and stuff. And I'm able to look at the menu and then obviously end up going there maybe. I'll just find them on the deals page. But I just like when I go on Weed Maps and their fucking menu is not updated. I know it's frustrating because sometimes I don't like, I go in the store, I go on Weed Maps to know what the fuck I want. And if I go in the store and some different shit or more shit, I'm thrown off.
But that's where online ordering can come into play. Because if you sit there and you look at it and you want it and you can order it online right then, you get a notification immediately that your order is being processed. If they have it, it gets fulfilled. If they don't have it, they call you.
I haven't did it yet. I need to do it. I know.
I try to.
Have you been to a drive-thru yet?
I'm curious. Go to.
If you have, please let us know. Like, I know it's probably cool. I just want to know if the process is fast as it should be, I guess, since it's a drive-thru.
I was going to go through the Peak Craft. On May the other day.
Oh, they do have a drive through. Yeah.
I was going to.
Right by Green Gorilla, ain't it? On the same street?
It's May. Yeah. It's right by Ted's Cafe Escondido.
Oh my gosh. Anyways.
Well, I say that now, everybody knows.
That's true too.
The OG. How about that? Ted's OG.
You went through the drive through?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
But I thought about it. I went to the website and perused around. Like, that's just the thing. There's just so many things. I don't have enough money to buy something everywhere. I wish I did.
Speaking of money, what do you think about $15 to $20 grams? And I just don't think that's going to be able to last. Now, I pay it. I'm not going to act like I don't.
Why?
Because don't you think that's kind of expensive for a gram? $15 to $20.
I just asked you why. Why do you pay that?
Okay, because I feel like the product's worth it.
Is it?
I have that belief that it is.
Well, you've consumed it.
And I think it is.
Was it?
Yes.
So you feel satisfied?
Yes. But
so then yes, you've answered. Yeah. So
but it sucks to know that okay, I could buy this for $15 a gram, but if I find the right place to go to, I can get this for $10 a gram out the door.
Choices. Flat out. It's choices. It's the choices that you make.
It's true. It's true.
It's what you want. It's what you want to do. It's how you feel. If you're feeling flossy at that moment. Like there's really no other. I guess that's what it comes
when there's so many fucking dispensaries. I know we keep saying it and discuss it. It's just, it really still can be fucking crazy. Driving down the street and there's 7 or 8 or 9 in one block. And I'm sitting there like, how in the fuck did this happen? And it's cool that it's happened, but like, what the fuck, dude? It's so fucking many.
Well, and they're going to weed, no pun intended, themselves out.
I keep hearing that. I'm just like, when? What timetable do you think? I'm just curious.
But it hasn't been that long.
Okay. It's true.
And here's the thing. I would absolutely probably think that you would have to wait until the patient count starts slowing. Slower than it might be.
Okay, I'm about to say, I don't know if it fucking is. That shit's going.
But here's another thing.
That's so good, too.
That industry's recession-proof, so you don't have to worry about that. Even though the economy's going to be tight, but it's going to be tight, but people are still going to spend it, but they're going to spend it where they can and spend it, like where they can afford to.
I mean, you go to the same place or two. So it's just kind of like...
But here's the thing. I've been to others. But man, when you find what you like and it works for you, why choose anything else?
I guess you can get caught up in the hype. I get caught up in the hype. I'm not going to lie.
I think you do.
Oh, I do. I'm on Instagram and I'm seeing the new fucking...
I'm on Instagram too.
I'm I know you're on Instagram. You kind of own it. I'm kidding.
Shut your mouth. I will kick you. That is ridiculous.
Anyways, you know there's a lot of fucking different dispensary coming out, processor growth, whatever, following. And we look, you know, so I see everything. And I'm like, oh, that product looks good. Like, obviously, I'm going to want to go try it out. This dispensary I might go to every time doesn't have it. So now I have to go there. And you know what I'm saying? So it's just, I get caught up in hype. I really do. But can you blame me?
Well,
I mean,
no. You get caught up in the advertising. So it's clearly working.
Yes, that's true. No.
So whatever they're doing or whoever's doing it is working. Yes, because you've been a victim.
There needs to be a documentary on that. Because the cannabis marketing and advertising on Instagram, I don't think the people understand.
And the cannabis
world.
Marketing here is crazy too.
It is.
Because
it is.
Apparently billboards are not a thing any other place. Maybe California, I'm not for sure. I honestly don't know it.
You're saying we have weed maps?
No, I'm billboards? Talking about like the billboards, like for dispensaries and...
Oh yeah. I didn't think about
one of my friends, who lives in Denver was out here and they were like, what's up with all these billboards? I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, we don't know. There's no billboards there.
I thought everyone did that.
No.
Wow. Mm-mm. Wow. For a second, I couldn't think of any, but then I immediately thought, yeah, I see quite often. I actually heard a radio ad for one, which I had never heard of.
Radio. Did we talk? Maybe we needed to, or I thought about it. Radio is smart. Radio advertising is smart too.
Yeah.
Because that's what still reaches the masses.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry, we had technical difficulties.
When we say technical difficulties, it really means we just stopped and medicated. Maybe. Like, let's just...
Yeah. Honestly. Okay, let's you're just, right. I'm just going to... Not every time.
Full disclosure. But
half the... more than half. Okay, we'll say 90%.
7 out of 10.
Yeah, 7 out of 10. That's what we're going to say.
7, yeah. I was going to say 9 out of 10 first.
Sometimes we fucking forget what we're talking about. That's happened a few times. Sometimes we're getting medicated.
It happens.
But anyways, so on to a new topic because I actually kind of forgot the last topic.
We were talking about how many dispensaries there are and how overwhelming it is.
You were talking about the billboards
and the billboards and the weed maps and the leaflies and the online order. There's just so much of it.
Do you think dispensaries need to be on Twitter? Because I don't see that many on Twitter. Why do you think they're not?
I don't think they understand it, maybe? I think a lot of more are, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Twitter's Twitter is non-censored.
Yeah.
You can post, you can say what you want, you can retweet. Like,
I just see the bigger community on Instagram because I think it's easier.
Instagram, they're two different audiences.
True.
You're targeting two different audiences.
Mm-hmm.
On the Instagram side, you are targeting the people who already consume cannabis. on the Twitter side, you're targeting the public people, the people who haven't, the people who want to know, the people who are trying to build brands, those are the people, mm-hmm. the nationwide, like those are the people on the Twitter. You get those same people on Instagram too, but it's weird in the Oklahoma industry at the moment on the Instagram is where all the cannabis users are.
Mm, for sure. And I just don't get why it is on Instagram. Do you know when it started and how it started? Because I feel like that's just, I didn't use Instagram that much before I became like involved in the cannabis community. Now I'm involved in it. I'm like always on Instagram, and it's just kind of weird for me because I never used it before. So
I had Instagram before and documented some photos. Like if you go to my Instagram account and scroll all the way down to the beginning, you'll see that it was my personal account first.
Yes. So I'm saying, because you said, I know Twitter is a different audience, but at the same time, Instagram pages get taken down, and like I get the pictures and the video, but it's like, you got to deal with more shit doing it on Instagram, I guess.
You just need to, you're correct, but you have to be careful. Things change, don't violate their terms of service. Take it at your own chance. If I'm not mistaken, Smokies Gummies had their Insta jacked from under them.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I'm 99% sure, because their other one was gone. The blue check verified account is gone. They had a new one started. You just never know. Like it can happen to anybody. I'm not even going to put that out in the universe, what I was going to say.
Speaking of Smokies, I was thinking of, I don't try edibles like I feel like I should, and I don't know why. I think it's maybe because I'm scared.
Because you had a bad experience in the beginning.
I did, but I feel like a lot of people are scared to take edibles because of that bad experience story everyone hears, and it does happen to quite a few people.
You just got to get yourself up, dust off, and try again.
Really?
Aaliyah said it.
I know she did, but damn, I don't know them edibles hit horrible. Like, it was not a fun time. So
did you eat them all at one time?
Yes.
So all 50 hit you at once?
Yes.
Well, that'll do it.
Well, I didn't know that then. But you have to go through learning stages.
And now
once
you
get
know.
Your card.
And knowing's
really
half
do.
The battle.
Yeah. I had to learn really quick of what dispensaries to go to, which ones not to go to, edibles, stuff like that. And you go through that phase of just trying everything. And then you start finding that you don't need to be taking 50 milligrams at one time.
Man, that's awful that happened to you. I hate that. I hate that because that's always going to be nagging in the back of your head now.
Yeah, and now I can't fucking go buy it. Like, can't have the courage enough to take a lot, like even 20.
Someone's going to have to lie to you. Probably. Be like, oh, hey, look, here's a 1 milligram.
I seen a toothpick, THC infused toothpicks. What do you think about that?
So
the new products.
Yeah, new products. So I've seen toothpicks. I recently saw a Gatorade type powdered sports drink last week.
Did you?
What else have I seen?
We need to get that shit.
Lubes.
Really? I did. Oh, that. Yeah. I'm seeing some good edibles being made. Because like
there is a new,
typical brownies, it's like actual.
There's new edibles coming out that
shit.
I'm getting ready to start working with as well. That it's going to be. That's the thing about it. You have to come up with something fun, and you have to come up with something unique.
Yeah, the generic cookie or brownie or it's gummies,
but gummies can still like you find the right consistency with a gummy.
It can be good.
For real, like. If you master that, the gelatin and the pectin and this, like, man.
Once your body gets used to it, you're good. And you're just like.
No, I'm just saying, like, the consistency with the gummy as well.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I get what you're saying. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Because that's really one of the, that and strength. Like, those are, and taste. Those are really the three things that you apply to that edible. An edible is strength, taste.
What was the other one? I don't know what the third one was. But the taste is really important.
Taste is super important. But listen, if it's strong, I
was gonna say, I got tea. It was a THC syrup.
Ooh,
and
syrups?
It didn't taste too great at all. Like,
well, you have to like the taste of it. Like, I like a full spectrum taste. Like, I kind of like the taste of RSO. So if you like that, then you're okay with most edibles, because that doesn't hinder or doesn't deflect you from enjoying the edible because of the taste, because you don't mind it.
I think that's part of the reason I don't like cartridges that much either, because I couldn't find one that didn't have that horrible taste after.
Cartridges?
Yeah. I don't know why, but it's just, the taste is very important. That's what I'm glad. I'm glad you brought that up, because not even just edibles, but carts as well. I've smoked flower, and then for some reason, it just horrible. It didn't taste that great. Like after the hit, and I just,
oh, it happens.
I don't want to deal with that.
So many factors.
That's what's crazy.
Factors.
So many.
During, after.
Yeah.
Post.
There's a list of shit.
A list. A big, huge list.
So fucking long.
That's hilarious.
But anyways, so I don't like carts because of that reason. Cartridges. And I'm like, at some point, do I need to get over that taste problem and just be like, fuck it? But ain't it so important?
But that's a different type. That's a different type of taste. When you're saying like, are you talking about a full spectrum card? Are you talking about a distillate card? Are you talking about
distillate?
Are you talking about a sweet, tasty tart or cart? A tart cart.
I haven't had.
That's a good name.
Have you had a live resin cart?
I have tasted.
Yeah, are they good?
Yummo.
I want to try one out.
Yummy. Because yeah, live resin's yummy. I left it at home.
The basic distillate ones, and then I've never seen live resin. I'm starting to see them a lot more, and I'm like, I want that shit.
I want to go to there. Like, that's right. I want that.
I'm not going to lie. It's so exciting going to, like, sometimes I'm going to dispensary, they got a new deal, or it's a new dispensary open. It's so exciting. It's so cool. Just because you get to see something different. Because nowadays, if we can create the Instagram account, so it kind of creates hype. And I can see what, you know, products they're going to have. And I see what the store looks like. And it's kind of cool to go actually experience the opening, the grand openings for one. And it's another dispensary. Even though it can be.
And that's another thing too. Right. But that's another thing too. After having an account ripped out from underneath you, it's scary to have all that and build all of that.
And then it could just be down.
Poof, yeah. Poof, gone. Like, it's scary.
Do you think a dispensary can last without being on any social media?
Yes. There's several.
Don't know, but I mean, you know them,
there are. There are.
I don't know. You wouldn't think so, because I feel like there's so many dispensaries on Instagram and they're out there, you know, they're marketing, they're advertising. So I'm just like, I can never see a dispensary lasting, like, not lasting, but, you know, being as big as they would be if they were on social media. But then I forget that there's so many, so you never know. There could be some great one in some town or city that I don't really know of or something.
It's all about location. Mm-hmm. It's all about location. But if you can get on Twitter, do it. Like, Twitter's it. That's the main gig. Like, that's where all the craziness happens. Like, it's uncensored. You can say whatever you want. You can post whatever you want. Why not?
Yeah.
Why would you not? It's just another free outlet.
Mm-hmm. It gives you another chance to promote.
TikTok doesn't like cannabis people. Facebook doesn't like cannabis people. I'm not on the snaps, so I don't know how well they are with them. I don't know.
I have a few on Snapchat, and it's pretty cool, convenient, I guess.
So now, what I'm saying is, are they cannabis friendly?
Oh, yeah. I've never heard of anyone getting taken down or anything that, no. But we did want to include that the fact that we are very, very thankful for the love and support we've been getting on Instagram.
And the Twitters.
And the Twitter as well. We love the support.
I'm super excited.
It's going to be interesting.
I mean, and this episode was after dark, spur of the moment. We both worked long days. Like, that's what's great about this show is, like, you never know what to expect with it. I think that's my favorite part about it. Because, I mean, here it is, late, recording. Okay, it's exactly 12:30.
We're just thankful because we love the support, and we can't wait to get...
I mean, and it's the holidays. It's all crazy busy with everybody. The guests that we're going to have, it's definitely going to be... It's going to be exciting and something to look for. Like, 2020 is going to be lit, folks. Remember, the month of April, it's literally 420.
The whole month. Maybe we should
record a pod every day. And at some point, there will be 420 on 420 at 4:22. No, I'm just playing.
But we hope everyone enjoyed this episode, and thank you again for the support we've been getting, and the feedback we've been receiving has been wonderful. So we will do our best to continue giving great content. So I hope everyone is medicated currently, and if you're not, get medicated as you're listening or after, and have a wonderful day.
We love you guys.
We love y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye.